All right, guys. Welcome back. This is Alicia. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And you're listening to Indie Trash. It's a pleasure to have you here. I'm so excited to be back in the studio. That was Higher Ground by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, obviously a Stevie Wonder cover. It's such an awesome song. I love it. The plan for today is really just, I don't know, songs that like I would listen to when I was in middle school, which feels very vague, but I was thinking over break a lot about, you know, what got me into radio, and why I love it so much. And it was really just like being in either my mom or dad's car and hearing whatever they would have on. You know, if you're from the Boston area, it was a lot of 92.5, 92.9 pre-buyout, let's be real. And it was a lot of Foo Fighters and Rem and Weezer and Cake and They Might Be Giants. So I'll have a lot of, you know, sentimental stories for pretty much every song. So strapping for that, but it's going to be a fun time. I think up next, we're going to do Love You Madly by Cake.
Thank you. Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Peaches come from a can, they were put there by a man in a factory downtown. And if I had my little way, I'd eat peaches every day, sun soaking bulges in the shade. Moving to the country, peaches. Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. I took a little nap with a roots all twist, squished a rotten peach in my fist, and dreamed about you, a woman.
All right, guys, so that one was Peaches by the Presidents of the United States. And before that one, we had Love You Madly by Cake. Now, Peaches is just an objectively ridiculous song, but I love it so much. I always have and I always will. It's just so fun. Like, yeah, sing a whole song about peaches. They're the best fruit. Yeah, up next, we're going to do a favorite of mine. That's embarrassing, and you'll see why in a second. Up next, we have Paul Revere by the Beastie Boys. I love this song. This was my introduction to the Beastie Boys from my mom. And it's just such a good song. And being from the Boston area, you know, I can't help but to feel a little bit of Boston pride about Mr. Paul Revere. Anyways, tells a really, really fantastic story, you know? Just listen along. Enjoy.
Brothers, you know so well, it started way back in history with that rap and me.
My team
been had a little horsey named Paul Revere, just me and my horsey in a quart of beer, riding across the land, kicking up sand, sheriff's flashes on my tail, cause I'm in demand. One lonely BCIP, all by myself without no bot. The sun is beating down on my baseball hat, the air is getting hot, the beer is getting flat. Looking for a girl, I ran into a guy, his name is MCA. I said howdy, he said hi.
Now my name is MCA, I got a license to kill. I'm thinking know what time it is, it's time to get ill. Yeah. Now what do we have here? And our oil and his beer. Uh-huh. I run this land, you understand, I made myself clear.
We stepped into the wind, he had a gun and had a grin. You think the story's over, but it's ready to begin.
Upon on it, say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your
All right, you guys. So that one was Birdhouse in Your Soul by They Might Be Giants. And before that one, we had Paul Revere by the Beastie Boys. Yeah, and I said, if you were listening earlier, I said that Paul Revere was a song that my mom introduced me to. Then I got more into the Beastie Boys and that kind of 90s whatever. And Birdhouse in Your Soul is a song specifically from my dad. I remember, I have like funny memories of him telling me that this song was about nuclear war, and I genuinely believed him for a very long time. And then one day I just like, I was listening to it and it just didn't make sense. I was like, how is this about nuclear war? Like, it's not adding up. I'm your friend. I'm your only friend. I'm a little glowing friend. No, because it's about a nightlight and that's it. No deeper meaning. Not that I'm aware of. Maybe, you know, They Might Be Giants have something up their sleeve, but not that I know of. But yeah, I remember, you know, a lot of like long car rides when I was younger, and my dad just showing me all of his music. I think my parents actually like, you know, first met because they had a very like big CD collections. And I guess they like bonded over that, and we have this just huge CD collection at home. Takes up so many shelves at home, and thankfully it's all digital now, so I can go and listen to it whenever. But yeah, I remember those moments just being really lovely, listening to new songs, and sometimes I would not like it. Like, you'd always try and play a lot of Korn. I couldn't get into that. But They Might Be Giants, of course. Up next, we have another one that my dad always really liked and that I love. And it's also, I mean, since we're talking about why I got into radio, I did this in high school as well, with my best friend Annabelle, and our show then was also called Indie Trash, and it was so fun. And I remember we also had like a set list of songs that they had uploaded onto the server in high school, you know, because we would have to go and like buy the songs. We didn't have like access to Spotify through the server. And one of them was the song I'm going to play next, which is Why Can't We Be Friends? So I guess it ties into both themes of today. All right, here's Why Can't We Be Friends by War.
I don't speak It's the end of the world. your eyes and come out on the road. Shoot your mouth if you know you're aiming. Don't forget to pick up what you sow. Talking trash to the garbage around you. Bones in the anvil of daylight.
Alright, that was E-Pro by Beck. And now, before we move into our next song, here are some numbers to think about. Prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. Number of Americans that die each day from accidental overdose on prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. Message from in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That really does give you something to think about. Anyways, on a lighter note, so that one, like I said, E-Pro by Beck. Before that, we had It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine by R.E.M. And right before that one, we had Why Can't We Be Friends by War. I got a text from one of my friends during that R.E.M. song saying, like, this song was my childhood. I love this song so much. And it was one of the songs that, like, I hadn't heard in a while. And then when I was, you know, going through, like, playlists and stuff for this show, like prepping songs, I was just reminded, oh my gosh, that song is so good. I need to add it onto like my everyday playlist, maybe. We'll see. I think up next we're gonna do a song by the Mighty Mighty Bosstones. This one is called The Impression That I Get.
Close to folks who have you ever felt the pain so powerful, so stand up slow high. You need a strength most don't possess. Or has it ever come down to do or die? You got to rise above the rest. Never been tested. I'd like to think that if I was, I would pass. Look at the tested and think there before the grace go on. Might be a coward, I'm afraid of what I might find out.
Never had to knock on wood, but I know someone who has. Which makes me wonder if I could. It makes me wonder if I never had to knock on wood. And I'm glad I haven't yet. Because I'm sure it isn't good. That's the impression that.
All right, you guys, welcome back. So that one was No Rain by Blind Melon, and before that we had The Impression That I Get by the Mighty Mighty Bosstones, which I was doing some research on them during the break and found out that they, like, the band themselves just, like, have, like, a guy who dances, and that's his part in the band. And he was one of, like, the consistent band members throughout their whole career, which I'm obsessed with that. I think up next, we're gonna do Undone, the Sweater Song by Weezer. Full outro and everything, so enjoy.
Thank you. beside me. I want you to love me. I'm surprised that you've never been told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you. Fascinating new thing, you're seen making one a temporary savior. Fascinating new thing, don't betray them by becoming familiar. I'm surprised that you've never been told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you. I'm surprised that you've never been told before that you're priceless, yeah, you're precious.
All right, so that one was Fascinating New Thing by Semisonic, and before that we had Undone, the Sweater Song by Weezer. Bunch of great music. When I was like looking that one up, I realized that that song was in 10 Things I Hate About You, which is like my favorite movie ever. And also the impression that I get was played in Clueless, which that just makes me so happy. I think up next, we're kind of running low on songs left to my playlist, but we don't have that much left in the hour, so I think we're gonna do You Get What You Give by New Radicals, and then I think for the end of the hour we'll do Monkey Wrench by Foo Fighters.
We'll be right back.
right, welcome back. So that was You Get What You Give by New Radicals. This is Alicia. You've been listening to Indie Trash on 91.5 FM WMFO. It's been Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you've enjoyed this hour of music. I think I'm going to finish the hour with Monkey Wrench by Foo Fighters, and I will see you back here next week at a different time. I will be on at 4 and not 5. I swapped with my friend Gonzalo that goes usually on at 5. So at this time next week, it will be Crayon or Crayon. I don't know. You can learn how to pronounce it next week with Gonzalo. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see you next week.